You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And welcome, everyone, to our Bleacher Report, NCAA Digital, March Madness Men's Basketball, bracket predictions here on Selection Sunday night. We are doing this about 90 minutes or more after the bracket was revealed. So these are all quick takes, but I know you will hold me to them. So let's start with the South bracket. Alabama is the number one seed there. They'll take on the winner of Texas, Corpus Christi, Southeast Missouri, out of the OVC. Obviously, I have Alabama advancing. Then the next round, Maryland, West Virginia. This is going to be a great game, real physical. Both teams are going to really try to just sort of bully each other. You know, West Virginia's played much better of late, but I'm going to lean Maryland with Jameer Young being the star from this game. So we're an Alabama-Maryland matchup. And I'm going to go down the list and then keep going across. San Diego State College of Charleston. This is a 5-12 matchup. Everyone, will love to pick Pat Kelsey's Cougars. But I love the Aztecs. I saw them earlier in the season. They won the Mountain West, a very good Mountain West conference. So I think this is where Charleston's run of Cinderella ends, despite winning more than 30 games. Virginia Furman. The Paladins, first time in a long time they're in the NCAA tournament. The Cavaliers lost to Duke, made a nice late run in the ACC tournament title game, but I don't think Furman has enough to beat Virginia. I go with Virginia, so we got a Virginia-San Diego State matchup. Continuing down, Creighton-NC State. I didn't think NC State should be in. I thought Rutgers should be in over NC State. NC State won quad one win. I didn't think they deserved it. Creighton, I think one of the better offenses in the country. I think Creighton advances over. So I had Creighton over NC State. Baylor, Santa Barbara, another one that I know people like, the Gauchos. They won the Big West. But I know Baylor lost to Iowa State, but I have more faith in the Baylor Bears. So I would go with Baylor over Santa Barbara. Missouri, Utah State. Again, Utah State, a team that I didn't think should get in over Rutgers. And I don't think they're going to last long either. I love what Kobe Brown and Dennis Gates have done with the Tigers. Missouri advances. Arizona, Princeton. Princeton upset Yale, even though it was at Princeton, to win the Ivy on Sunday. But Arizona just won the Pac-12 tournament title. I have Arizona advancing past Princeton. All right, so now you got Alabama, Maryland. Good match with Young and Quinterly. But I think there's too much, especially with Brandon Miller. I think it's a tough matchup for Maryland. I got Alabama advancing. I like the San Diego State Virginia. San Diego State Virginia is going to be – neither team may get to 60. That is going to be an absolute defensive struggle. Both very good defensive coaches and teams. I like San Diego State to upset Virginia and advance to the Sweet 16. Continuing down, this is where Creighton's offense is too much for Baylor. Remember, Creighton was picked to win the Big East in the beginning of the season. I think Creighton advances. Missouri, Arizona. I love Arizona. They went through a rough patch. But I love the way they played in the Pac-12 tournament. They've got the biggest to match, Ryan Kalkbrenner. So I've got Arizona advancing against Creighton. So now you got Alabama, San Diego State, Creighton, Arizona. This is in the South, in Louisville. Alabama will beat San Diego State, taking on a rematch of the Maui Invitational game, which is Arizona versus Creighton. Okay. Arizona beat Creighton in that game. I got them doing it again. So now we have an Alabama-Arizona Elite Eight matchup in Louisville. This is where I think Alabama's run ends. The bigs of Arizona are going to be too much for Alabama. Kirk Risa is going to have a great game. I was high on Arizona early in the year, and I got them coming out of here to go to the Final Four. So, two seed out of the South. Let's go down, down to the East. So we're on the left side of the bracket. In the East, Purdue is the number one seed. And Purdue is going to take on the winner of Texas Southern, Fairleigh Dickinson. Purdue will win easily. Then you've got Memphis taking on Florida Atlantic. Memphis just beat Houston in the American Athletic Conference title game on Wednesday. The Owls have had a great season, but I think Memphis is playing well at the right time. I got Memphis advancing to play Purdue. Duke Oral Roberts, Jeremy Roach versus Max Asmus. Remember, they went to the Sweet 16 a couple years ago, but Duke's playing its best basketball of the season. I have Duke advancing past ORU. Tennessee taking on the Cajuns there. Even though Tennessee has not played as well, they don't have their point guard anymore. I like the Volunteers advancing to take on Duke. Kentucky Providence, I know everyone's making a big deal about Bryce Hopkins, but he has not played as well lately. So I know Kentucky lost to Vanderbilt. Providence is on a real big skid. I like the Wildcats advancing. K-State, Montana State. K-State got bounced to the Big 12 tournament, but I love Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson. That 1-2 punch, I got K-State advancing. Michigan State taking on USC. These are two very similar teams, okay? Very similar teams. And they've both been very inconsistent. I love the Tyson Walker-Boogie Ellis matchup, but we don't know which team we're going to get. But I think in this matchup, we will get the good Michigan State, so they will advance. Marquette, Vermont. This is not Tommy Brennan's Vermont, even though John Becker's done a great job. I don't see a first-round upset for Vermont. Marquette just won the Big East regular season and conference tournament title, so I got Marquette advancing. Now, Purdue-Memphis. Believe it or not, I think this game could be the toughest game for Purdue in this bracket. They got length, they got size, they got athleticism. Memphis has the goods to beat Purdue, but I don't know if they have the discipline, even though their press could really bother those young guards. I think they'll foul out against Zeki. I got Purdue. Duke, Tennessee. Tennessee's just too banged up. Duke advances. K-State against Kentucky. I actually, when Bruce Weber was the coach of K-State, I was there when they beat Kentucky years ago. I think they do it again. K-State advances. Marquette, I trust them more than Michigan State. I got Marquette taking on Kansas State. Two-way Wiggins is saying I'm picking the higher seed every time. There are a couple upsets here, but you do what you want to do. That's fine. Purdue versus Duke. I saw this game. It was in Portland. Kyle Filipowski could not handle Zach Edey. I was there. I feel like the same thing is going to happen again. Zach Edey has taken his game, believe it or not, to another level in Chicago. So Purdue advances past Duke. And these games will be at Madison Square Garden, which, by the way, Duke will have a great crowd at the Garden. K-State, Marquette. Marquette just played at the Garden, had a tremendous crowd. And I think they will advance in the Garden within a couple weeks, beat K-State. By the way, that Kolick-Noel matchup would be great, Marquette-K-State. So now we got a 1-2 again, back-to-back regions. Purdue versus Marquette. This game happened early in the season in the Gavit games. Obviously, Marquette is much better. They gave Purdue a good game, but I think they beat them again. Purdue beats Marquette again. So I have Purdue advancing to take on Arizona in Houston. Now let's go up to the upper right portion. This is the Midwest bracket. games will be in Kansas City. So someone wanted some upsets. I got some upsets here for you, man. Houston over Northern Kentucky. Not an upset. Iowa outscores Auburn. Auburn can't score. Indiana beating Kent State. I'm going to go with the good Indiana that we saw. Oh, I skipped one. I'm sorry. Miami will beat Drake, even though Miami's banged up. So we have Iowa, Miami, and then we have Indiana over Kent State. So that second round, Houston, Iowa, Miami, Indiana. Now, Iowa State versus the winner, Mississippi State, Pitt. Again, grinders. These will be grinder games. Iowa State just knocked off Baylor. I like the way Iowa State defends. I got Iowa State advance. Remember, they were in the Sweet 16 last year. A&M Penn State. Okay, man. Yeah, I'm going to pick a single upset. A little crying there, guy. Here you go. Penn State beats Texas A&M. Penn State will beat Texas A&M. Xavier, of course, goes over Kennesaw State. So Penn State beats Texas A&M. They will not be able to handle Jalen Pickett. Seth Lundy and Andrew Funk are going to make shots. A&M has not seen a team like Penn State. Texas Colgate. Colgate could beat Texas because they can make threes, but Texas just won the Big 12. They will advance. So now we have one potential sleeper, correct? Okay. Now, you want upsets, my friend. Iowa over Houston, okay? Iowa over Houston. They can score. Houston cannot score as well. That game's going to be in the 70s or 80s. Miami, Indiana. We're getting the good Indiana here. Indiana advances. Iowa State, Xavier. Iowa State beats Xavier in a grinder, physical game. Penn State, Texas. Again, Penn State had the run to the Big Ten tournament title game. They knock off Texas. So if there was a Big Ten heavy bracket, you're noticing there is one that I have picked here. Iowa State, Penn State. Again, I love the offensive execution of Penn State, advancing in the bottom part and up top. Indiana bests Iowa. So we have an Indiana, Penn State matchup in the Elite Eight in Kansas City. Mike Woodson, Trace Jackson Davis, Jalen Hood-Schifino. You know why? They got multiple pros. They got a pro coach. Indiana advances. Now let's go to the last quadrant. A lot of haters, by the way, that are chiming in here. We'll get to some questions in a moment. Let's finish the bracket. All right. West. And by the way, this is my picks. You don't have to go by my picks. These are my picks. Kansas taking on Howard. Good news, Bill Self will be back. I'm going with the Jayhawks. Illinois, Arkansas. Two inconsistent teams. I don't trust Arkansas at all. I'm going Illinois. You want more upsets? I got one for you. St. Mary's VCU. If you watch the way VCU played in the A-10, they won the regular season. They won the conference tournament. I go VCU. So we've got Illinois, VCU. Then Patino, UConn, UConn-Iona. This game is in Albany, so it's going to be a great atmosphere with the UConn fans and the Gales fans. And I'm going with UConn. So we have Kansas, Illinois, VCU, UConn. Bottom right. TCU advances against the winner of ASU, Nevada, which, by the way, I think will be Arizona State. Gonzaga, Grand Canyon. Zags. They're playing their best basketball at the right time. Northwestern. Boise, I don't think can run with Boo Booey. Good defensive team, but they're going to push the tempo. UCLA, Asheville, UCLA advances. Even though they were down two starters, they played really well in the late possession loss to Arizona late Saturday night. So UCLA. Then Kansas continues their run. They beat Illinois. UConn VCU. That thing's going to be a track meet, but UConn's is better. TCU Gonzaga. Again, TCU's going to struggle with Timmy. I think Gonzaga advances. Northwestern UCLA. I don't think Northwestern has an answer for Jaime Jaquez. UCLA advances. We get a rematch in Vegas. Gonzaga UCLA. This game, rematch in the Sweet 16 years ago. I think that game was in Oakland. When Gonzaga, with Adam Morrison, Gonzaga blew a huge lead. UCLA came back and won. So I've got UCLA advancing past Gonzaga. I know they don't have Jalen Clark. So I've got Kansas, UCLA. Kansas beats UConn in Vegas. Then UCLA advances past Kansas. So I've got a 2, a 1, a 4, and a 2. So I've got only one number one seeds. Number one seed, Purdue. So now this is our final four. Arizona-Purdue with Azulis Tubalis and Omar Ballo going against Zach Edey, Trey Kaufman-Wren. That'd be a great big matchup. Creasa going with those guards. I think this would be a great game. I have Purdue advancing. UCLA, Indiana. How about a couple of brand names right there in a national semifinal? Wow. But I like UCLA here. Everyone, oh, they don't have the defensive player in the Pac-12. But every time we say things like that, you know, the team that has lost the starter a lot of times advances. So a Purdue-UCLA final would be a great game. But this is where I'm going to ride him. I think there is no one. He's a unicorn. There is no one like Zach Edey in the country. And he has taken his game with multiple 30-point games to another level. And I think Purdue wins the national championship over UCLA, which would be in Houston, which would be a tremendous – I think this would be a great Final Four. Would love this Final Four in Houston. Dude is hilarious, someone said, because UCLA is banged up. Obviously didn't stay up to watch their game against Arizona, which they almost won without two players. And they got time to get at least Bona healthy, which I think he will be. So let's see. First Amendment expert. Again, you don't have to – listen – a million, millions of people are going to fill out their brackets. You know, you don't have to. Okay, this other guy says, Jalen, you're not getting there without Jalen Clark, but you misspelled Jalen Clark's name. So we can't have any trust in your commentary when you can't spell people's names correctly. So let's go with a couple more questions. These people are hilarious. So we did pick upsets. What did I think the biggest upset of the first round will be, says Yehuda Gez. Well, the biggest upset in the first round by seeding for me would be the VCU-St. Mary's game, and then secondly, Penn State over Texas A&M. Chances of Louisiana making a Sweet 16, I don't see it. VCU has Sweet 16 potential. Look, yes, I picked them to lose to UConn because the game's in Albany, but – yeah, they could get out of that bracket. So you want to bust my bracket? That's where they could. Marshy Mitch says A&M is definitely beating. Someone agrees that Houston's overrated. Why did Michigan make it? They were way too far. Spicy Sponge says Rutgers should be there. And yes, I agree. They should have been. They got burned because of only one quad, one win without Mawat Mag. Have I changed my perception of Alabama? No. I mean, I think they're Elite Eight potential. But I like Arizona better. No? Could they win the whole thing? Of course they can. Of course they can. I mean, I have them going all the way to the Elite Eight. They could win the whole thing. What's a crazy pick I wanted to make, but I didn't, or I won't? That is a good question. So that's a legitimate, well thought out question, not one from some of these people that are just throwing daggers because they love to do that. The pick that I thought about the most. So I definitely considered at one point before they, you know, were hurt, I thought about Miami going all the way to the Final Four. You know, there are times when I want to pick Colgate in years past and then they let me down. So that was one. I wanted to get a better draw for Oral Roberts, and I might have picked him. I don't like him against Duke. Again, I like Memphis, but not against Purdue, although if they beat Purdue, they really could get to the Final Four. You know, the other one, I thought about San Diego State, Alabama, by the way, because they can lock up teams. Thought about that. That was another one I thought about, but wasn't able to do that. I'd say, let me think here. There's one other that I was thinking about. I'd say Gonzaga going to the Final Four. Thought about that too. Consider that. I am criminally overrating Indiana. I didn't know that was a crime. What 12 seed do I think could make the Sweet 16 or Elite 8? Okay, a 12. I mean, well, no, I don't like, because Charleston would have to get by Alabama. So no there. I would say, you know, I guess you could make a case for Drake, but they didn't have a great non-conference win, so I'd say no there. You know, it is VCU. It's VCU. If there's one that could get there, it would be VCU. To answer your question. Okay, Iona wear Cinderella slippers. Yeah, could they upset UConn? Sure. Could they go a couple down? Most underrated teams, probably, let's see. So underrated. Into the double digit seeds. VCU, I'm big on them. Penn State, underrated. I would say, I mean, Florida Atlantic and Memphis, that's an 8-9, so I don't know if that fits that category. So I'd say that. Well, Utah State, yes, they lost San Diego State. I don't know if I'd say they're the hottest team in the country. So I don't know if that's the case. Who has the best chance to beat Purdue? I said this earlier. I think it's Memphis, believe it or not, based on that bracket. I think that's the biggest one. All right, let's just take a couple more here. You know, Duke's really healthy. They're playing great. You know, could they beat Purdue a second time after losing in November? Of course they can. They're playing better basketball right now and they're healthier. So yeah, in this East bracket, by the way, in Madison Square Garden, I've been to many Duke games in Madison Square Garden where Duke is, you know, play some of the best basketball out of Cameron. They play at Madison Square Garden. So yes, they could get there. I like Houston, but I think they're ripe to be beaten. So there you go. All right, 10:30, here we go. Well, who will be the MVP in March Madness? If I get my pick goes there, then it's Zach Edey. Pitt not in the Sweet 16. No Big 12 faith. Well, they got Kansas going to the Elite Eight. But, you know, we see that sometimes. These leagues that get tons of teams in, and it's happened to the Big Ten many times, and they don't advance as far, and that might be the case with the Big 12. Maybe they beat themselves up. So, that's it. Yeah, VCU could really carry the Atlanta 10 far. They looked really good today. So, all right, we are going to do this again on Tuesday, I believe. Double check that. But we're definitely going to go a little deeper dive over the next couple of weeks. We've got many of these planned for you guys. So I appreciate your interaction. Fill out your brackets. Don't have to take my advice. You can criticize me constructively. You can go with all upsets. A lot of upsets are going to happen. But, you know, we got to do this quickly. So I got to go with what I know, which is obviously teams that I think are better. Doesn't always happen. It's a single elimination. That's what makes March Madness the greatest. But what we do see, I will warn you this way. We see a lot of upsets historically in the first weekend, and then things settle down. Remember St. Peter's to get to the Final Four. We had mostly blue bloods, if you remember. Well, we had all blue bloods. Kansas, Carolina, Duke, Villanova. So that's what tends to happen. The brand names with the best players tend to rise up. Maybe not early, but we'll see that. Anyway, appreciate your time, your engagement, and we will talk here very shortly this week. Thank you.